a reading from the Word, so that when I finish my speaking, I will leave you the precious Word of God that you can look into and read it again for yourself. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, and verse 26, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. God sent us His word, and He tells us, and great are the company of those that published it. He sent the word. And this comes to us as a word bringing deliverance, salvation, forgiveness, and tells us how that we can be ready for the home that He has prepared for those that receive Him in the glory. Now I want to speak on this, give attendance to reading. Give attendance to reading. I mentioned just a moment ago that to you is the word of this salvation sent, and it has been sent to this world. And there are Bibles in the 10-cent stores that you can buy for a very small amount of money. And that Bible can be had in any language, in any country, almost in the world. God sent that word telling men and women of His interest in them. And there are men and women living today, intelligent men and women in this life, men of brains, men of ability, that have never sat down and taken time out to read the word that the Savior sent. But little do they realize this. The day is coming when the one that sent that word is going to have a little meeting and a little talk with them. And he's going to take up a line like this. Did you ever read the word of salvation that I sent? Did you ever read the word of God that tells us the way to heaven and how we can escape the eternal burning? Well, someone would say, I just didn't pay much attention to that. But the word said by Paul to Timothy, give attendance to reading. Give attendance to reading. As we read things, then we learn what the things are written about. I'm sure that you have traveled a great deal, and so have I, throughout different parts of the world. And as we travel, we get a guidebook that tells us the way we're going, or at least the way we want to go, and we follow that book, and we do not stop and reason with ourselves. We just say this, that book is my guide. If I follow that book, I'll land safely in the place where I want to go. Now, God has given us a book, and God has given us a Bible. And the Bible contains the mind of God, the way of salvation. In fact, it tells us of the interest that God has in us as His creature. Let me again pass on a simple word from the third chapter of the Gospel by John. God sent forth His Son into this world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. God wants us interested in a Savior that He provided. From the beginning of Genesis to the end of Malachi, God has been telling us about a promised one to come. And they lived for a period of 4,000 years from Genesis to Malachi, and that Savior had not come. But when we pick up the Gospel by Matthew, and we start in chapter 1, language begins like this. He speaks now of a Savior that has come, and is born and brought into this world, and he was hailed by the angelic host. I want to tell you, God made very, very clear to this world that a Savior had come, and then that Savior, as he came to Israel as their king and as their Messiah and as their Savior. And when they rejected him nationally, then he said, lo, I turn to the Gentiles, and now we, the Gentiles, have the opportunity of hearing that precious word of God. Again, let me repeat my first text. And to you is the word of this salvation sent. Our Savior, when He was on this world, said this. He said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him, and the words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. That blessed one that came from the glory with one purpose in view, and that was to save you and have you in glory with himself. I wonder what you have done with that blessed one. And someone may be saying, what am I supposed to do? Well, friend, God gave him as a gift to this world, and gifts are supposed to be received, and most of us have received gifts, and then in return we thank the giver. Have you ever said from that heart of yours, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift, the gift of His blessed Son, and the gift of His holy word? But He said again that I mentioned a moment ago, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, the same shall judge him in the last day. Now in the day of judgment, when our God and Savior opens up that Bible, opens up the Word of God, and men are judged out of those things that are written in the book. Haven't you read it? And if you haven't read it, you've missed something. And I'll tell you, you're going to miss the glory if you reject what is contained in the Word of God. He that heareth my word, the Savior said, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. Oh, we say, believe it, O sinner, believe it. Receive the glad message, 'tis true. Trust now in the crucified Savior. Salvation He offers to you. Give attendance to reading. Oh, men and women, let me press on your hearts and minds, boys and girls as well. Take time out to read the Word of God. That is not all. You take time to weigh this thing, meditate upon it, and then, on the other hand, if it's God's Word, receive it. If it is not God's Word, reject it. But I want to tell you, friends, heaven and earth shall pass away, but our Savior said, my word shall never pass away. I wonder what men and women, boys, will do in that coming day when they see the man that sits on the judgment of the great white throne. There he is, and he stands there, that holy Lamb of God, with the marks on his forehead and the marks in his hand and the wound in his side. And he showed them his hands and his side. And when they saw the Lord, their hearts were made glad. But I want to tell you, friends, in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, we have these words. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and of the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Do you realize, men and women, you have to do with the Son of God? In this life, you can say him nay. In this life, you can reject his word. In this life, you can reject him. But remember, you're going to have to do with him in that coming day, and face the man that left the glory, and face the man that died in full payment for all your sins. And there you're going to see, I rejected God's beloved Son that he sent to be the Savior of the world. I wouldn't have him. Well, the Word says, the Word of God is quick, and that is living, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's piercing. Will you hear this word once again? There are four outstanding words in this little word, chapter, and in this verse 12 of chapter 4. He said the Word of God is living, different than any other book in the world. Then he said it's powerful. Then he said it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Then he said it's piercing. And then he goes on to tell us how this word acts in the minds and souls and hearts of men and women. Well, he said it's living and powerful and sharp. I have sat under the sound of the Word of God when I felt it was a living word, when I felt it was sharper than a sword, when I felt it piercing my heart, when I was made to realize God knows me through and through, and I sat in his presence as a lost, guilty young man, realizing I'm not right with God. I'm not ready to meet God. I'm a boy in my sins. I need a Savior. But thank God I can say today, I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he hath made me glad. This living word, that is a life-giving word. The Savior said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. It brings us life. And when our Savior came to earth, He came bringing life and light and incorruptibility to the world by the gospel. You can thank God today you're in the land of the living, in the good old USA, where men and women can hear that word, can have it in their homes, and hear over the air God's simple way of salvation that has been provided by Himself in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you will receive Him now, God will forgive your sins and save your soul and make you meet to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. And again, let me just say this. To you is the word of this salvation sent. Our time is gone. If you have desire any further help, or if you have been helped from any of these messages, just drop us a line in care of the station to which you are listening, or to 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. This is the Good News Hour, and God bless and save you.